Okay, boys.
We are holding in less than 24 hours away from the holiest day of the entire year. The Tikkuni Zohar says that Purim is Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, people think, is actually on a higher level, but Purim is actually on a holier level, on a higher level than Yom Kippur. Purim is Yom Kippur. Purim, meaning Purim is on a higher level. Yom Kippur doesn't reach the level that where Purim reaches. So what's the take-home message for us on Purim? So guys, I'll tell you a little bit of a halacha and maybe a story. The halacha is that anyone who comes to your house on Purim, call a posheya nosano. You have to give something. It could be a quarter, it could be a dollar. But if someone comes to your house, you have to give something. A drink, something. The Shulchan Aruch even says, even to non-Jews in some places. Even to non-Jews. And the great rabbis that say that the same way that Hashem says, if you take care of my children, you take care of humanity on Purim, I'm going to take care of you also. Whoever asks, you have to give. That means when we're davening on Purim, that Purim is not just a day to fool around, just to have a good time and a day off. Chas v'shalom. Every minute of Purim is literally on a higher level than Yom Kippur. It's ni'ilah the entire day, starting tomorrow night until the next night. I mean, that means, okay, there's NCAA basketball, and my favorite team is the St. John's Red Storm is playing, and maybe I'll watch them, but I'm going to be saying to them. I remember watching my Rebbe's wife. She was davening Tehillim for 2 hours straight, Purim night. People are running here, running there. It's nice. And you should go to all the parties and they're beautiful. But don't forget to daven. Because Purim is Yom Kippurim. The gates of Shemayim are open. They're open. Hashem wants to hear from every single one of us. And every single one in this room know people in our community, in our school, in our families who need a refuah. We know people. We saw what happened earlier in the year in our school. There's so much to daven for. Not only Purim, Shushan Purim is also a very, very special day to daven. The Ish Kodesh says something wild, and with this we'll close. 1940, Warsaw Ghetto, Purim. Can you imagine what polite Purim was in the Holocaust? The Ish Kodesh writes this, Yom Kippurim. Purim, Yom Kippurim. He says, a lot of us are not in the mood to be very Purimic, obviously, for obvious reasons. There was Jewish blood running through the streets of Poland. He says, how many of us actually wanted to fast Yom Kippur this year? Not many. They could barely, they were fasting the entire year. But did we do it? Of course they did it. She says, what does it mean, Purim, Yom Kippurim? Obviously, in our lives, sometimes we fast because we want to, and sometimes we fast because we have to. She says, Yom Kippur, you fast whether you like it or not. You fast whether you like it or not. He says, Purim, you got to be happy whether you like it or not. Somehow, some way. And then you're talking to people who just lost their families, who lost everything in their entire lives. So for us about to be able to realize that every single minute of Purim is a time of opportunity. It's a time to be able to daven for people in our community. To daven our hearts out. The gates are open. Okay, you know what the words of Tehillim mean? It doesn't matter. Just Tehillim itself is an incredible thing. To know, to try to be our best, to be able to help out as much as we can, and to try to be besamech as much as we can. Even a little bit. The Ish Kodesh wrote to the people in the Warsaw Ghetto. Just a little bit of happiness goes a very, very long way. Especially on Purim. The Yitzhar knows. He wants to get you upset. You didn't get invited to that suitor or this mishloach manos. So that person did it. So just you got to get past all that stuff. Just be in the moment. Daven to Hashem and use every second to try to go closer to God. Because boys, Purim is Yom Kippurim. Make sure it's a day of opportunity and a day of growth to be able to use. A happy Purim.